You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that's what it does. It just does that. Some days it's like I barely have to do anything. It just does it all on its own. But that's not how your future works. And you really should think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Seems like it must be time for us to begin tonight's radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We want to thank, as we begin, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the process. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Nancy Reagan. That's all I'm going to say about her. I don't think you need to hear anything else from me about her. Debated momentarily even whether or not we would do a radio obituary for her, but you know, sometimes you just got to do it anyway. Just because we do an obit doesn't mean we necessarily, you know, have great feelings for someone. Positive or negative, either way. You know. It's just time to do a radio obituary. And tonight, it's the initial radio obituary for Nancy Reagan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I once heard that my generation was to be called the Nothing Generation. Children of the 80s, Nancy Reagan told us to
just say no.
Shoot, I love saying no. It's a spirit of protest, but I'm thinking good old Nancy had, I don't know, more like drugs or sex on her mind. I guess that's another thing me and the former First Lady have in common. See, I often have sex on mine. Mine, that is, but back to nothing. It's not as if we're content with nothing. We graduated college in the year of the nothing economy, nothing job market,
waiting for a president with nothing between his ears to do something.
White collar, blue collar, and we got stuck with ring around the dollar. We're children of the 80s, post-millennium, post-9/11, post-Saddam, his statue's now gone. And back in America, we've learned to get on with
less shifts, less hours, less manpower.
Because desire's not for hire for the nothing generation.
Over qualified, under quantified,
not satisfied in unemployment lines. Me thanking the divine, cause spent rhymes paying for my dining, my boarding, hoarding poetry like calories waiting to fatten me up in the winter, storing lines like pennies waiting to cash in my jar. Cause the
nothing generation appreciates art,
knows there's nothing like artistic expression to get you through an economic recession. We're children of the 80s, post integration, waiting for the end of segregation, not sure how to react to affirmative action. We got our wheels spinning, but are finding little for traction. See, we survived the new kids and other group dancing. We crisscrossed and gave you Hanson. We are still romancing world peace. See, I want a ceasefire before I retire. I'll take Medicare instead. I want my free scooter chair before I'm dead. We played Oregon Trail. It taught us survival. Remember we shot deer with that stupid computer rifle? We saw the Challenger on TV, bought tapes before CDs, saw hippies hit their 50s, and watched HIV become mainstream. This is not nothing. A double negative representative of something. Something, a presence, a reference to essence, the existence of resistance in a generation resilient with nothing to lose. Oh, you want nothing?
We'll give you a whole lot of nothing.
Nothing to deny the fact that we are a generation of voters. Nothing to keep us off the streets protesting for equal rights, cause it's an endless fight
when you got nothing to call your America.
No comfort in a 9/11 commission. No faith in an enduring freedom mission. No trust in the stability of a Supreme Court decision. No lack of insistence of historic provisions. Nothing, a lack of an absence of substance. The abundance of 20-somethings expected to do nothing. Oh, but need I remind, there's
nothing more dangerous than desire and free time.
Where you know you'll ask from your effort.
the post-initial radio obituary, if I recall correctly, is for Sonny James. He was an American country singer and songwriter, best known for his 1957 hit Young Love. He was dubbed the Southern Gentleman for his congenial manner, and his greatest successes came from ballads about the trials of love. Had 72 country and pop charted releases from 1953 through 1983, including a 5-year streak, unprecedented, of 16 straight Billboard number one singles among his 26 number one hits. That's a lot. He had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 61 and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2007. The post-initial radio obituary is for Sonny James, just passed away at 87, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Up and down like a yo-yo.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Winston Maritone Blake, the legendary sound system operator. He was also a music producer and promoter of talent contests in Jamaica, helping to launch the careers of his wife, Cynthia Schloss. And he also produced several of her hits, including Love Forever and Surround Me with Love. Blake was awarded the Order of Distinction by the Jamaican government in 1995. Winston Maritone Blake just passed away at 75. It's the penultimate. Yes, the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is I Dread Herbert Spliffington. And where I say, this a sauna boss.
Oh,
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Sir George Martin. You've heard plenty about him all over the place this week, so I'm not going to go down the list of his ridiculous accomplishments because it's a lot. You know that. I don't need to go there for you. You can do it yourself. You're big kids. I know this about you. But we're going to try to do something kind of interesting here for Sir George, because you know how we care, and I don't care that I played this tune just 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks? Something like that. Not long ago at all. But it's a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, so no, it's a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic by a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. You already know what it is. I don't even need to sit here and say anything else as we begin the ultimate radio obituary for George Martin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes,
the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, 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 boom, Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening, goodbye, goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together. Such a little while, I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and our
If we make this record, we'll clean up.
Well, he gave me a mop.
Come on then, Dizzy. Get beating, buddy.
Yes.
Get going now.
All right, now then. Hey, baby. What do I have to do to make a hit with you?
One, two, you got it.
Stop it. You're much too fast. All right. Try it again slow.
You got to dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Jump with me, Henry.
Hey, don't be maybe.
Rock with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Talk with me, Henry.
Don't change my mind.
Dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
You got to dance,
and while the cats are bawling, you'd better stop your stalling. You got to swing it by the hour. Oh, you'll be a wallflower. Dance with me, Minnie. You better dance while the music goes on.
Oh,
Minnie, come and dance with me. You better feel that boogie beat and get the lead out of your feet. Yes. Yes. Rock me, Minnie.
Okay, buddy.
Swing it,
Dan,
sat there in this cafe, this Riviera cafe. The menu was in French, whoa, and the plumbing wasn't safe. We ordered tea for two. It cost us 12 and 9, and something in a bag was floating round in mine. And all the while the music played, and people fraternized right up the esplanade. I told the wife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. It's more genteel, and you can get a decent meal. Hey, this French life, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. I told the wife, and the wife, she said to me, may we? No, we may not. We sat there in this cafe, an hour or two went by. A garçon in a vest was giving her the eye. The dirty swine. We ordered steak and chips. They brought us something stewed. It smelled like it was off, and it looked extremely rude. And all the while the music played, and what went on put Dolce Vita in the shade. I told the wife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. They've got a pier, which is more than they've got here. Frogs on my knife, oh, we'd be better off in Blackpool. I told the wife, but the wife and this garçon, they're gone.
Questi non mi è niente frata, è un mezzo fa pasticcio e il bordino prendo prente. Oliono per io da frappa la porta, che ci vale adoro, e la commendatore non si chiato niente, niente. Oh, addio savaritore, oddio mio, silenzio amore. Noi sparite in questo, rimenda via. Mira mospirina, a Maserati al Far Romeo. Bene, 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 la gente c'è. Roma, Napoli, Milano, Torino, gente la vita, la vita, la vita è di Ramantessina.
La porta è chiusa.
Oddio! Oddio!
Tuo padre è qui!
Oh bella cannibale, oh buona festival, oh gioia cattedrale,
oh benito, 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 benito. viva, viva, viva.
Liebe Hörer, Sie hörten soeben, ausgeführt von Kapellmeister Ustinov und dem Nord-Süd-Bundesfunkorchester, eine Erstaufführung von Die Zauberposaune, Oper in ein Akt von Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Yes, I could have been a judge. I could have been a judge if I'd had enough Latin to get me through. I needed the Latin because I never had the Latin. That's one thing I never had. I had qualifications to become a minor, but I had no qualifications whatsoever to become a judge. And so I was landed with the position of minor. I never had any Latin, you see, because I was torn away from school when I was very young. Unnaturally whipped from school I was when very young. And I was down the mine at nine. I was down the mine, 9 years old. I was down the mine at nine at seven every morning, down the mine. Working from 7 to 9 every day down the mine. For 7 and 9 a week down the mine I was. All down the mine at 9 and 8. What, 6s and 7s all down the mine I was. And I never had the necessary Latin education. I had an unnecessary Latin education that's totally useless to me. All I know in the world is brought about upon me through channels of knowledge which I myself have divulged. They have not been brought upon me by anyone else. For if I know anything, it is by my own mind and my own mind alone that I have learnt these things which in my mind do stay and prey upon my mind. Nay, and yet I am no judge. What did I learn? What did I interest myself in? I interested myself especially in geography, which is a grave mistake if one wishes to become a judge. It later pointed out to me that I had made a grotesque error in studying 9 years the geographical locations throughout the world. I studied because I enjoyed it. It was all geography, which involves countries. I remember Venezuela was very deeply involved in the geography which I learned. It's heavily implicated in all the geography I ever learned. It's my favourite country, Venezuela, because it's all red. It's completely red. I'm not saying that every particle of dust in that hot, fiery South American country is red in hue. I'm not implying that every leaf of every tree has a red tint. I'm sure the map is merely a vague pictorial representation of the sort of thing that goes on out there. But I did interest myself in it very wrongly, and also in the myths, the old Greek myths, about how Perseus trailed out the golden string behind him. He trailed it out, trail behind him, so he should not lose his way. And Perseus came suddenly upon the gigantic minnow, what dwelt within him. A minnow of fantastic size, and Perseus went up to it with a sword of Damocles and smote it. He gave it the ripe smiting that minnow deserved. And many years later, old men cried in Babylon, saying, "Lo, Perseus has smit the minnow, it troubleth us no more." They knelt down on the waters and lapped it up with their hands, proving indisputably that they were Jews. But all this knowledge was not enough to land me the coveted role of judge, but I had not got sufficient Latin. I had insufficient Latin aplenty. I went up once, I did try to be a judge. I went up to the assizing place and I said, "Excuse me, I strongly wish to become a judge." They said, "Clear off. You haven't got the Latin." So I come back 5 minutes later on a different tack. I came back and said, "Excuse me, I am already a highly qualified judge. Let me in to get on with the sentencing. I have mislaid my robes." They said, "Clear off, you're the same stupid old knitter as..." I
never actually became a judge with a whoo. I never actually became a whoo. Did you notice I suddenly went whoo for no whoo apparent reason? That comes with being down the mine. Whoo! I was down the mine whoo one day, and suddenly I came across a dead pit pony. Whoo! I went all in the dark. Ever since then I've been going whoo unexpectedly, and that's another reason why I could not be a judge. It will destroy the dignity of the court, they told me. Because I might be up there, actually in the judging seat, sentencing a sheep stealer to some crime, to some death. And I'd be saying, sheep stealer, oh wicked man, I sentence you to whoo! The trouble is, under British law, that would have to stand. The country in Pentonville and Carstairs Hall, you hear them all going whoo, whoo, all the time, and no one could sleep peaceably in their bed at night. So I never actually became a judge, because I never actually had your advantages. I never had any advantages piling in on me, as some of the judges have had. Old Goddard had many advantages piling in on him, whereas I only had disadvantages. They came flocking in all the time. One after another, they came flocking in. I remember saying to somebody, lo, the disasters and disadvantages come flocking in upon me. And I never actually became a judge. I became a miner instead. But I would rather have been a judge than a minor, because it carries more weight in family circles. But I never actually... Oh. I wonder when he went.
Earl Collier, trumpeter, has penned a gusty rhythm special for drummer Marvin George. In the Kenton manner, a rawhide romp, Marvin the Rumble.
Thank you. sugar. That's what I'll name you, sugar. I'll come and claim you, sugar. Don't change your mind, you're not that kind. You're too refined, sugar. I can't wait too long, sugar. Don't keep me blue long, sugar. Drop in my oolong and sweeten the day for me. Ba 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 beep beep ba ba dee ba 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 beep beep ba ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba 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 beep beep ba ba dee ba beep ba 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 da ba 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 dee ba dee ba ba da ba. Skiddy dee 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 dee
dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee dee one final tune to go out on, which of course will wrap up that radio obituary and this evening's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's been lovely having each and every one of you here with us tonight. So many of you tonight. It's lovely. I like that. I like it when you all show up. Because that's half the battle now, isn't it? Showing up. I did it. You did it too. That's what makes it fun. Of course, we'll be back here next week with even more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Possibly even for you to stomach. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with it when I give it to you next week. But hopefully you'll figure it out along with me right here on the radio. And again, I want to thank everybody for all of their well wishes for the 30th anniversary of Bubbles in the Think Tank a couple of weeks ago. It's been a lovely time all these years. And if we can pull this off for another 30, well then, that's just ridiculous is what that is. That's what it is. That's what I say. But as we move into year 31, we'll see if we can have some celebrations sprinkled throughout the year to commemorate these times that have passed. Maybe I'll even get the cassette deck hooked up one of these days and go back and try to find a couple of those crazy little things that you all wanted to hear. I still got to find that Emo Phillips tape. Got to find that one. That would be a fine one to share if I ever find it. Cassettes. Whose idea was that? Anyway, please hang out with us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We love having you around over there. Everybody's so willing to share the silliness throughout the week when I'm not doing it in such a concentrated period of time. I appreciate that very much. And of course, you'll want to stay tuned here on WMFO for Welcome to the Machine coming up at the top of the hour, we do believe. And you know you want to stay in tune all week long here on your freeform radio station because there's a lot of good stuff going on these days. Lots and lots of good stuff. But right now, we are at that one final tune to go out on, which we're going to do. And then we'll be back here next week. You and me and us all together. And you say, why is she moving so slow? Because I feel like there's something I'm supposed to tell you and I can't remember what it is. You know, I used to take notes and write down notes before the show so I wouldn't forget things, and I don't do that so much anymore, and so I forget things. And I know that there's something I'm supposed to say to you now, tonight, at the end of tonight's episode. I don't know what it is. I don't even know. So I should just give up on that and play this final tune, hand you over to the next DJ, and remind you to, all week long, keep on listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Thank you. all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more.
Shonen Knife, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.